So for 2 weeks, we looked at laborers, right? Yeah. And the reason we looked at that, the reason I believe we're looking at that is God is shifting our mindset. Praise God. Who's mixing today? Who's mixing the sound? It's good. Just leave it like this. Don't improve it. It's perfect. I like it. You see, the reason we are looking at that scripture or looking at this topic is because God is shifting our minds. Yeah? And he's trying to get us to see differently. And the reason for that is there is an outpour, a serious outpour of God's blessing in this hour and in this season, in these days. You see? But there is a posture and there is a mindset those who will carry the blessing must have. Are we together here? And that's why God is teaching us some of these things. And I mean in all ramifications. You know, I was having a conversation with a senior friend whom I really respect, you see, because he's worthy of respect. And even if he's not worthy, so far he's senior, he's definitely worthy. But this one is now worthy. And he had two conversations with me. And one of the conversations he had with me, he was asking me a question. He's a great man of God. And I was asking him, he says, how do you get the people committed? He says, how do you get the people committed? Because when you look at the world now, people are no longer committed to the church. You get it? So he asked me a question that, you know, so when you see a pastor ask like that, it's a very, you know, pastors don't usually ask those kind of questions to another pastor. But this senior brother of mine asked me, he said, how do you get your people committed? And I suspect that there might be issues in that area. And then I didn't give a full answer because I said I was going to have the conversation again. But my answer is this, that to get the people committed is that you must now focus on the gospel that is about commitment, not the gospel of people. So when you are concerned about people, you might not see commitment. But you see, commitment is not what pastors desire, first of all. It is the gospel. Do you understand? You are not committed for the pastor. To be committed is a sign that you are a healthy believer. You are healthy and you are useful to the kingdom. So what's the solution? Instead of looking for the people, you teach the gospel that has commitment in it. The effect of that kind of gospel is that you are going to quickly chase away those who are not committed. It's important they are chased. Do you understand? You know, when you want a glass of kunu, I say you want a glass of kunu. How many of you, you don't know kunu? You've never heard kunu before. All of everybody has said kunu. If you want a glass of kunu, you really need a glass of kunu. If somebody filled that glass with zobo, the glass is filled. But it's not kunu. Huh? If it's true that you want kunu, what do? You pour it away. And even if the kunu you have is small kunu, at least you focus on just receiving kunu. After a while, it will be full. But there is no miracle that will turn a glass of zobo to kunu. So the question is it kunu you want or a filled glass? So when you focus on the people, that means what you want is a filled glass. But after a while, that glass, the label on it is kunu. But you have filled it with zobo and malt. A day will come, the owner of that glass and the one who sent you will ask that this is meant to be full of kunu. Then even the zobo and malt will even tell you, I'm not meant to be here. I'm meant to be kunu. Why am I zobo? And you now say, it's even because of you people that... So I tell you the truth. The people you don't train are going to deal with you for not training them. So God will wire you. The people that you were because of them lowered the standard will also wire you. So even in the last days, the pastor must make sure that he preaches the kingdom and grow the kingdom and not grow any other thing besides the kingdom. After a while, the words is going to be unimaginable. Are you together with me? You know, the man who has plenty children and cannot, and the children are slapping him, you know, he wishes he doesn't have children. He sees the barren and is envying those who don't have children. Yes, imagine if you born Anini. That criminal, that popular criminal. Or what's the second? There were two. There's another one. Shinorambo. Or you born Shinorambo. You know, you would just be wishing that Kai. What kind of mistake did I make? So we have to adjust our minds completely to entering into the mode of laborers in every area of our lives. I just pointed an area now, talking about ministry. So if I'm going to have that conversation with that great man of God, what I would tell him is that don't gather the people. Practice his presence. Do you understand? Don't what? Don't gather the people. What do? It means that build something that God can stamp on. You understand? Let God stamp on it. Then that will determine those who will come into it. You see? The kingdom of God is like that seed planted in a field, and it starts as being the smallest. Do you understand that? It says it is the smallest, but eventually it will be the biggest. Now, if you are too concerned about it being the smallest, and you go and plant a big tree, that tree you plant will rotten. It will die eventually. So you must be comfortable having that seed as the smallest. So far you are sure what's inside that ground is kingdom. So quality first. So that there can be quality harvest. Because a harvest that is not quality. See, it says, wherein shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of what? Mustard seed, which then it is sown in the earth. Is the what? Is less than all the seeds. So we must be comfortable appearing like the least. We must not change the seed because we want to be great. We can't afford to plant another seed. It's less than all the seeds that be in the earth. All right? But when it is sown, it groweth up. Are you with me? When it is sown, what happens? it groweth up. Eh? When it's only what? Groweth up. You have to believe that what God is doing with you and what God is, how God is leading you, no matter how small it is now, inherent in it is the ability to what? To grow. You are not catching it. Only three are catching what I'm saying. It grows. Huh? Yes, it what? It grows. That needs to enter into your subconscious that your own is to make sure it's kingdom seed. God says that thing, what? It grows. That seed grows. It grows. Now, is it not better to have what grows or what is done growing? Other seeds are not growing, that they are dying. Your own what grows. It grows. So if we get it right as a church, for example, as a community, no matter how we look, what will happen? We'll grow. We'll grow. If we decide, for example, not to handle finance Bible way, we might not start as the wealthiest. But what will happen? The wealth will grow. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
It means that if the boy is playing table tennis and the boy is doing this and doing that, are going to grow to be financial giants if they start sowing the seed of the kingdom in the area of their finances. It means that no matter how unpleasant a marriage is, if the partner decides to do kingdom and they go through the rough patches, that after a while, what? It will grow. When other people are moving from court to file divorce, that's when your own marriage looks. You see, the kingdom marriage, eh? Kingdom marriage in the world, people in the world, if you do marry the way the world does it, your marriage will be fine when you look back. Yes. Your best days are behind you. In kingdom marriage, your best days are ahead of you. I'll tell you the truth. Like you look, when you're doing kingdom, man, you look back and say, how dumb was, I was dumb, man. I knew not. I tell you, if you are practicing the Bible and you guys look like you are struggling, continue. The future, the near future, will be more fun than your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Than your honeymoon. I tell you the truth. You will love your wife more than the days you were toasting her. You know, some of you think that's not possible, that because this you're toasting that, you know, 85 butterflies were in your belly. But I tell you, but when it is sown, it what? It grows and becomes what? Greater than all herbs. It doesn't start greater than all herbs. That's the reason why you are currently ignored. You see, if you don't know how to handle being ignored, eh, you will drop the right thing you are doing. I tell you the truth. There is nothing as confusing as being ignored. I thought about it some months back. When you are ignored. When you are ignored, you are wondering, am I sure I'm doing the... Because you expect that when you are doing the right thing, that the whole world will be healing you, that car. Wow. What a man. What a woman. What a talent. What a gift to the body. And sometimes when you are ignored, you are tempted to maybe just readjust. Maybe that's what happened to Israel, when nobody was hailing them for not having king. And then they said, we also want to have king and be like other nations. We don't have any king. So when it's sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, shoots out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Glory be to God. So we have to readjust our minds and begin to engage as laborers. Yeah? All right. So you might want to get the, you might want to refresh 2 weeks ago to understand, you know, what it means to be a laborer. I think I taught about the laborer. I taught about the harvest. I also taught about the character of the laborer, right? What's the first character of the laborer? The laborer must understand the unpredictability of the kingdom, urgency of the kingdom, and unequivocality of the kingdom. You remember that, right? Then I think last week we now began to look at how the laborer operates. We look at the operation of the laborer, and then we focused on peace, being the major tool the laborer operates with. Now we're going to look at the benefits of the laborer. Is that good?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you don't care about benefits? Huh? So let's start from verse 5. Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit will take over this conversation and you change our lives. In Jesus' name. So, and in whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. Now, you remember before this verse, it told them that they shouldn't carry money bag. One, he first said, I'm sending you as sheep among wolves. Don't carry money bag, don't carry knapsack, don't carry sandals, and don't greet anyone. You see, he was trying to demystify the knowledge of disadvantage. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
May the Lord give us understanding.
Amen.
There is a knowledge in the soul of every man. It's a knowledge of disadvantage. You don't learn it. It's in our soul. It is a knowledge that explains to you why you can't do things you really desire to do. Huh? It's a knowledge of disadvantage. It's not, this knowledge is, if it's a knowledge we picked from the fall. It's not the knowledge of God. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
because with God, there is nothing that is impossible. So you see, the knowledge of what can't be done, the ability to think in cannot, does not exist in God. Do you understand? God cannot imagine what he can't do. That muscle does not exist. That mental ability does not exist. You get the point now? So, you see, thinking about, imagining in impossibility, that natural way where you think it's not possible, it's not how God made you. Is an abnormal state, even though a lot of us are very used to it. But it's you see, even as I'm saying it, I tell you the truth, I'm not trying to pull you down. Most of you don't get what I'm saying. And not because it's deep, but you are used. Yeah. God doesn't think impossibility. So when he was saying to them, don't take. When he says, don't take. Go as lambs amongst wolves. Don't carry. If you get this thing that I'm preaching, to find who will be greater than you in life will be difficult to. If you get what I'm talking to you about, I will continue. I will send you as lambs amongst. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
I'm not teaching for I'm a bad preacher's sake. I want to impart the spirit of true revelation inside your spirit. I want you to be a different person. That's why I'm preaching. I'm not flexing muscle of teaching. We've done that in the past. I'm sending you as lambs amongst wolves. You see, when a lamb sees a wolf, that condition is a condition of disadvantage. Am I correct?
Yes,
I'm sending you without a money bag. I'm sending you without knapsack, no sandal. I'm not permitting you to greet. You get the point now. Why did he do that? He introduced them to all the fears of life. So that it can impart into them another spirit.
Yeah.
Come. So that they can know that to deal with a wolf, you don't have to be a lion. And to achieve a thing, you don't have to have money bag. You don't need knapsack. And to walk without injuries on your leg, you don't need knapsack. And then you don't need people to like you to achieve anything. So that the forces of earth that makes things done, you learn not to subject your soul to it. So that you can link another supply that God sent me is all the ability I need.
Yes.
You see, when you understand these things, there will be some things you'll be saying inside you. You won't say it out. Any day you wake up, you'll be saying, their father. I tell you the truth. You don't get this Christianity thing. You wake up like this with nothing and you are screaming, their father, their biological fathers. You know, I guess you got to be sorry. Like you are saying, you are not saying now, but you are their dad. Their dad. I don't know if they hear me. I don't know if you know me. I don't know if you know who they teach you Bible. I don't know if you know me, because me, I know them for all this nonsense. Where we are about to move, we have some issues in negotiation. And I'm pitying them. I took a drive around the place. There's a massive land beside them. See, I have the ability to purchase the land and do exactly what they have done. They do it beside them. Without anything in my account. Because I'm comfortable to be sent without money bag. He's trying to teach you to live without this. Because the second time he sent them, he told them to take money bag. If you read another place in scripture, carry money back. Carry, catch yourself. Because the lesson I've been learning. pray this revelation will jump inside you. You see, you will find it difficult to see anyone who has more advantage than you. The reason why he's doing it is because his father is this. It's because he went to the best schools. You don't even get the point. So you mean somebody going to a better school is more valuable than your spiritual identity? You mean that being God's child is not the greatest advantage in life? So, don't carry purse, don't carry scrip, no shoes. Why? Because I'm the one that sent you. Let me use a practical example of where we are as a church, for example. When we started having... when we started having some disagreements and negotiations where we are hoping to move to. You see, if I become maybe dumbfounded or sad or this thing, it's because I'm still going for myself. Because if truly somebody sent you, if I give you 20K to help me buy a shoe, if you reach there and the shoe is 35,000, will you be crying? And say, what a fool. If you are crying, it's because you still are not aware that you are sent. You have taken control of it and you are feeling bad. You are not praying to the person that sent you, oh Lord, do it. For who? Who is it? What's God doing for you? Who? He's the one that sent you. Now you have hijacked the whole thing. You are sorrowful, you are sad, and you are stressing him. Are you aware that you are sent? You are not moved. Yes. Can you help me off like one or two aces so that I can be well with me? Or increase this one or something. Yes. Is it only me that is cool? Yes. I should not be shaking. Are you getting the revelation?
Yes, sir.
So increasing. Are we together, friends? Now, these things takes quite some time. Are you together with me? Because you need a breakthrough in the revelation of it. It's not enough to just hear the message and scream. You need to look at it over and over again for as long as you break through. You get the point now. I don't want many of the sisters to miss that Jesus again. It's going to be something else. It's going to be something else. In fact, I encourage the men to get the message. Yeah. It's going to be very, very serious. God, I don't know. God is just giving me some very strange download for you guys. I tell you. I asked my wife, I said, what is inspiring you for this? You are taking this very serious. And the way the Lord is, like I have a full download. And I know God is still giving me more. There's going to be serious levels of deliverance. And it's not just deliverance that day. It's the deliverance you would always have. You have the tool for deliverance. It will be good. You will see I said so. Come. Yeah. So, are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
So go your way, behold, I send you out as lambs amongst wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. So, but whatsoever, give me the old KJV. Whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace to this house. Right?
Yes, sir.
And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. And I'm remaining in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give. You see, because when you step into the laboring dimension of your walk with God, men shall give to you. You see, and what I mean by men shall give to you, I'm not just talking about offerings and all, I'm talking about the earth will give to you. You see, at this level, you are being sponsored. Huh? Why are you being sponsored? You are being sponsored because you are living for assignment. Immediately the soul shifts into assignment, the soul enters into that dimension where you are being sponsored. You get the point now? And so it means that your blessing is now in the order of allocation. Yes. They allocate. You are now part of heaven's budget. And that's why your business will work. You understand? Your business is not just working because of your brain. Your business is now working because your soul has entered laborer. And so they are now giving you portions, allocations. Yeah. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Huh? He's worthy of his hire. He's worthy of his wages. You get the point now? A laborer is worthy. Why? Because he's now become a person of value. And that's why he's worthy. You see? And he can never experience shame again. Why? Because he's now worthy. You see? He won't experience shame again. The Lord will now begin to supply for him because he has taken a new identity. Do you understand that? He's taken a new identity. When you shift into laborer, you carry a new identity and then you now become one of value. You see, then at this level, are you together with me? At this level, your supply is now great, is now favor sponsored. So favor becomes the economy from which your supply stems from. You see, there is Nigerian budget, there is favor budget. Yeah. Do you get the point now? Do you really get the point we're talking about? It's as real as I'm saying it. Yeah. And they increase this particular location I'm talking about, they increase it. You grow in it. They say, okay, we need to give this guy more and more and more. You see, because that soul is no longer living for self. Listen, God is not in the business of sponsoring self. God does not sponsor self. That's why immediately you step into self. Let me tell you what self does to become. When you are living a life that is just about you, self, you have not entered into labor. God is not sending you. What happens is that you work to gain, to get. But the challenge is this, that every work you do, you work with your life. So as you are working, you are losing life. So every reward can be connected to, as you are being rewarded, you are also dying. So you are using your life to get reward. What shall it profit a man to gain his world and lose? So there is, as he's gaining, he's losing. Because he's living for himself. So as he's gaining, he will be gaining. You see, but what's happening to him? He's losing. He's gaining and what? He's losing. He will be dying as he's gaining. That's what happens when you are living for self. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
But when you step into laboring for the Lord, you are using your life to serve the Lord. When you lose your life to serve the Lord, you are gaining true life. And then every other thing you are now gaining is addition, is added. The blessing of God makes rich and add no sorrow. But if it's not the Lord blessing you, are you together with me?
Yeah.
Sorrow is happening. You are losing. You are dying. That's why some people get blessed and become more wicked. Jonathan, they become blessed and become proud. That pride is dying. You are dying. You don't. Jonathan, why? Because they use their life to get it. Say, so, do you know what I went through? Do you know what I went through to be who I've become? That utterance is the utterance of a dying man. Because he used his life to get what he got. Are we together, friends?
Yes, sir.
So, we see someone here who is being given, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. It means that peace determines migration. Bread does not determine movement. Because the house you have entered is the house where there is peace. You have no need to go somewhere else. So you see, the reason why this laborer stayed in that house is not because there was bread. Because he didn't say stay in a house where they give you food. He said stay in the house where there is peace. Now when there is peace, there will be food. But there can be food without peace. So you don't need to go from house to house, right?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because you're a laborer. You don't go for yourself. Do you know how many people make decisions for themselves? Like they make decisions that they know God will not have them make. But just because they want to be happy. And they are not happy, they are dying. You see, let me tell you something you cannot recover from. Is intentionally disobeying God. You don't want to do it. When God says, don't go there, and you go there. No, you don't want to do it. And God says, don't marry somebody. Don't marry the person. There will never be a day that you will be grateful that you married the person. There will not be a day. There will not be a day. Now, God has forgiven you. God has said, don't worry, I'm now with you. With all that forgiveness, you will never say, I thank God that God has used this obedience. There will never be one, there will not be a day. Every in the forgiveness, every day. Now, not because the marriage is bad. The marriage will be peaceful. But inside you, you will know what was lost. And you will be begging people, I beg you, don't disobey God. I met one woman who was a believer when she married, but she married an unbeliever. Years have passed, many years. I'm talking about over 20 years. And she has a very interesting, blessed marriage with a lot of everything, money, everything. She said, Zach, my marriage is fine. Me and my husband are no more quarreling. You know, we of course, it was sad. It was a bad marriage for about 15 years, but... But God took over. He said, but I will never advise any young lady to try it. He said, because I knew that God said I shouldn't marry him, but I did. And now, even though we have peace, I will never advise. No, don't joke with it. If God says, don't marry this person, don't marry. If God says, don't travel out of Nigeria. If they are going to give you Biden citizenship. Don't go. It will not be well with you. You see? Eating and drinking such things as they give. There's too much to unpack. Eh? You see, when you are in peace, eh? Bogobitoba wa ma bailaramu. Yeah. Oh, ma bailaramu. Ogobitoba, okay, ma bailaramu. Why? Because, you see, another spirit is working in you. Oh. You don't even know what you like. When you become a laborer, God will now reveal to you what you like. What you like will be revelation to you. Yeah. I tell you, God will reveal to you what you like. Yeah, I say, oh, I like this. Oh, yeah, it will be revelation. What? Oh my goodness. May you step into this higher life. There are a lot of prayer points you are praying that you are still praying from the lies in your soul. You don't want that prayer answered, truly. If God open your you know, sit down, my brother. I was singing a song today alone. And today's song, the lyrics is that what I have for you is better than what you are hyping. That thing you are hyping, that cat. Because what I plan for you is more than what you are currently hyping. There are things you are hyping that what God planned for you, what you are hyping is an insult. Yeah. I remember when me and my wife, this canally speaking, when my wife knelt down and we're trusting God for somebody's picanto. We knelt down, we held hands. There was one picanto, we said, if God can touch this man's heart and give us this picanto. And we knelt down, we said, Lord. Now, you see this beard inside picanto. it was a dream. Thank God it didn't come true. I tell you. God's plan for you is greater than what you are currently hyping. The reason why you're hyping what you're hyping is that you haven't got the revelation you need to catch. I don't know if we have time. I was talking to one of my guys, and I told him that fact. I said, I'm going to be on your case because I need to shift some things in your life. I said, I'll be on your case now, maybe for some months. And I told him, you see, a lot of us, our confidence is still hinged on our abilities. Your confidence is hinged on your ability. And I told him that is still not accurate. Like, you're confident because of what you can do well. No. You see, that thing that you can do well, should be getting confidence from who you are. That thing you can do well should not be what is for giving you confidence. You should give that thing confidence. So you are not great because you can sing. You are telling the singer that you are. That singer, I say, do you know who you are? Who you singer? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you have come to meet as singer? You know, you separate it. See, you singer. See, come. So this is me, preacher. I should not feel great because of my preaching or because I'm a preacher. I should tell the preacher, Lord Dagbururu, because do you know who you are as Zach? So Zach puts confidence on preacher Zach. So that when Zach is no more preaching, yeah. Zach is still... Yeah. That's how it's meant to be. You can't put confidence on your talent. That's not where you get confidence from, your talent. So all your confidence is, I'm a product designer. Get out! Is that you are something else that makes product designer worthy. Yes. So that even when you are sleeping, it's a champ sleeping. Yeah. You are breathing like this, but it's a champion sleeping like this. Jonathan, how do you go to bed? How? Who goes to bed? You will see when you they sleep like these angels, they watch you. You are sleeping, swords drawn around you. What's your consciousness like? I was sleeping one day. I was in a dream. I was dreaming. And I was having an encounter with a great apostle. And I told him in the dream. I said, this thing looks like a dream, but it's not a dream. It's a real encounter. There's a real encounter. I said, I'm about to wake up now, but you're going to tell me something very personal. So that when I wake up, I will tell myself, because I know that I'm about to wake up. Oh, yeah, quickly tell me. I'm about to wake up. Quickly tell me. In dream. It's because of how I slept. Do you understand? You sleep. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. May revelation hit your soul.
Amen. Amen.
That's just my prayer because it's not talk. It's not talk. Amen. I will just be praying for you. So the laborer is worthy. Huh? The laborer is worthy. The man is a worthy man. That's you become when that stuff hits you, you become a valuable person. And so you don't have to go from house to house. All right. Next verse. Now, in whatsoever city ye enter. Huh? So you see that you don't enter a city to go and become something. That's why a lot of people enter cities. They are nothing. The city is the blessed place. Then they enter to become blessed because they enter the blessed city. No. It says, when Abijah enters the city, I mean, who Abijah? You know, when Abijah enters the city knows Abijah has entered. If you have not watched Abijah film, go and watch Abijah. You understand what it means to enter a city. You see, when Abijah enters a city, the king will have to summon all their warriors. They have to meet him at that field. There's a field. They will block Abijah at the field. Then, of course, everybody will die there. They are gone. Or when Father he enters a city. I just want you to understand what we're talking about. When he entered the city. Whatever the city it is. Whatever field of life you enter. It's not just physical location. Wherever God has said, when you enter it. We enter. Do you know that? We enter. We're not trying to wait. Is it Spain now? Is it Morocco? No. So when we enter the city. Since I met Jesus, anytime I want to enter any city, the level of warfare that arises. I mean, and you know, God gives me the privilege of seeing it. Sometimes I see it. Warfare breaks out. Do you know in this city I'm inside the city. It's not like this is not my residence. This is not my address. It's not residential. No. I count. Jonathan, I'm sent to the city. Yeah. You get the point now?
Yes, sir.
Now whoever receive you and into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are before you, are set before you. And heal the sick that are therein. You see? Now, this ability, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Pastor Obi, is not a natural ability. All the other people in that city don't heal the sick. Eh? No, it's just you that Jesus sent that heals the sick. So that's your signature, that I'm different from every other person. I'm superior to the city because I'm bringing what? Healing to the city. So it means that the city cannot be the blessing. I am the blessing. And I'm the one bringing healing to the city. And the challenge is that we have a wrong perception and identity of ourselves. That when we enter the city, we're looking for what the city can give to us and make us bless. Whereas you are meant to bring healing to the city. Can I talk here?
Yes, sir.
So, when you enter the city, if God has sent you as a healer, it means that God will train you differently. That must be it. It means that you will have the same training that everybody in that city has. Now, the challenge is that don't forget that you are just two. And there are plenty. So it must mean that you are going to have modus operandi that is different from common way of doing things. That the challenge many times is that we drop how God trained us and embrace the ways and fit into the city and we lose our healing power.
Yes.
It happens every goddamn time. We really do not believe in what God has given us. And when God is inspiring us to do things differently, we don't have confidence in it. And that's why we don't see strange things. Listen, you are strange because you are called. It's okay to be strange. The reason you are strange is because you are sent. Now, you can't drop that and accept the ways of the city. If you do that, you will not be able to bring into the city what the city don't have. You were sent because there's something the city don't have, only you have. You have monopoly of godliness. And you have to inject it into the city. You don't look at the city to determine how you behave. Listen, God can set two people to shift the city. You are not just two. You are two with God. So you are the majority. Because your father is everything. To be different is okay. If you are different, then you can be healer. So, if we practice this enough, if we practice this enough, what will begin to ooze out of us is healing. Huh? All types of healing that the city didn't have before you came. You will bring healing. And it will be so natural with you. So what is natural for you will be a miracle for them. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Can I talk to you here?
Yes, sir.
So in the figure, this is the point I'm trying to make. Actually, the grace God has put upon you, the difference God has put upon you, the first thing it will experience is mockery, which is natural. The reason why it's experiencing mockery is that it appears to be a minority. You see? But what people mock is what they can't explain. Do you understand? Let me explain it to you. So let me explain it to you. So this is it. The mockery itself is my timid way. The mocker is timidly expressing how amazed he is about your greatness. With time, from mockery, they will come to submission. With time, I tell you. So the thing is, can you stand? Don't give up yet. Because the person mocking you publicly is secretly amazed at your difference. And he wants to find out whether you really mean it. If you stay long at it, he's coming to you for laying of hands. He's coming to you for counsel. He's coming to you for shift. They are mocking you because they are timid to accept what you carry. But if you stay strong to it, they will call, oh, Baradima. Don't forget Nicodemus came later in the night. Why did he come in the night? Because in the day he mocked. In the night, no one does this thing except God be with him. Actually, that's what is in the mind of your mockers. No one does this thing except God be with him. But the only way they can first express it is to mock you. I say, oh, the holy, that lie is a lie. You are bringing serious conviction to that soul if you don't know. You are better don't move your ground.
Yes.
If you move your ground, you won't bring healing.
Yes.
I tell you the truth. Those mocking you are amazed.
Yeah.
I say, yeah, I lie. So you mean say, you know, the guy is convicted, serious conviction, and is hoping you can stop what you are doing and join him. So that we can all be foolish to be the only wise one. Ooh. I wish I can hear the voice of healers in this house. Are there healers in this house? Are there healers, deliverers, saviors? Do I have saviors here? Laborers, champions. Are you blessed tonight? Oh, Rebecca, dear. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Oh, Rebenika Baradia, sir. Is somebody, are you singing? Is somebody singing? Is there a new song? Somebody singing a song. Are you singing? Is there a new song? All right. Oh, Rakabonia Shaladia Bazekenda Biasikabaya. Kadosi alabaka tofesi. I came from you. Born by you. Sent by you. I came from you. Born by you, I was sent by you. I came from you. Born by you, and I was sent by you. I came from you. Born by you, I was sent by you. Kaladina Mashalabi. I came from you. I was born by you. Karadula Bashalaba. Born by you. I was sent by you. I came from you. Born by you. I was sent by you. Can you take a moment and pray in the Holy Ghost? Take 1 minute. Just pray in the Holy Ghost.
As the Father sent me, I send you too. As the Father loves me, I love you too. As the Father sent me, I send you too. As the Father loves me, I love you too. As the Father sent me, I send you too. As the Father loves me, I love you too. As the Father sent me, I send you too. As the Father loves me, I love you too. Oh Lord, I came from you. I came from you. Born by you. I was sent by you.
Kabo Shalada. Yes, Lord. Yes, I came from you.
I came from you. Born by you. I was sent by you. I came from you. I came from you. Born by you. I was sent by you.
Hey, as the Father sent me, I send you too. As the Father loves me, I love you too. As the Father sent me, I send you too.
As the Father loves me, I love you too.
Hallelujah. You see, so when this heart of a laborer kicks in, it will be impossible for your life to be ordinary. It says, heal the sick that are therein. So you see, the laborer's heart or posture, after a while, helps you to receive keys or the keys of the kingdom. You know, the Bible talks about how the church is meant to manifest the various dimension of God's wisdom. You can walk on the AC, it's getting hot. Are you with me, friends? Now, what I'm teaching might appear strange if you just want to live for yourself. But if you have started stepping into the waters of living for Jesus and all those kind of thoughts, you get what I'm talking about. So he says that you will heal the sick that are therein. And you say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. You see. Now, why has the kingdom of God come nigh unto you? Because I have come. He wasn't talking about heaven. He was talking about, I have come to you. I am what God is trying to say. You get it? The life that I'm living is what God is what? Is trying to say. I am God's example to you. I am the explanation of what is in God's mind. I am the proof of that possibility. You see? So you can see that ordinary lives is bad for the nations. Because if we lead ordinary lives, how would the people know our God? He says they cannot know except if they can't believe except they hear. And they can't hear if there is no preacher. You see, and the preacher is not just a speaker, he's a witness. You see, he's a witness. And so by the time, so you see, our lives must do what ordinary lives can do. You see, We must have that flavor that is unnatural. And it is when you take the posture of a laborer that you begin to carry that flavor. And that flavor becomes the gospel. So we need to heal the sick, you see, that are therein. And I'm taking this beyond physical healing. Even though what he's talking about here is physical healing in this context. But I'm telling you, there are more contexts to this. That in every place that you find yourself, there must be divine expression, divine manifestation. You see, you are delivered from normal life. You are normal life. You see, normal life is not just a curse to you. It's a curse to your nation, to your environment. How would the people see God? How would they see God? The man is in heaven. They won't see him except we can witness it. And it's not by speaking, it's by becoming. The kingdom has come to you. And the reason is because I'm here. You do what they can't do. Then you then say, the kingdom has come to you. You raise a home they can't raise. Do you understand that? Build a home that is not possible. So why is your home like this? It's because the kingdom of God has now come to you. It's nigh you. My home is the kingdom to you. Oh my goodness. So it means that, are you together with me?
Yes,
when we get this right, the channels of evangelism now become massive. Oh. It means that every area of life has become channel of evangelism, not just altar. Are you together with me? It means that a conductor can be a channel of evangelism. Every area. It means the devil is in trouble. It means anywhere God has sent the child of God, an harvest is imminent. Everywhere God sends his child. In the classrooms, there will be harvest. In the offices, there will be harvest. In the markets, there will be harvest. Everywhere, there will be harvest. Why? Because someone is doing what everybody can do. And the reason he's doing it is because he has carried a posture of laborer. He's not living for himself. So when you live for yourself, you deny us the kingdom. I tell you the truth. This is why sometimes God... Listen, what I'm saying, hear this. This is why sometimes God delays some things you could have called success. I tell you the truth. God delays it. God, why? Because he has more for you. Because if you do that thing, it's still normal. It's still what everyone can do. But God is trying to introduce you to a higher plane of living so that you can bet something that the only way you can get another of it is heaven. You are blessed. And say to them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Here it is. But into every city ye enter, and they receive you not. Go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. You don't understand. Let me have explain. So it means that in God's mind, if I have sent a laborer, I have already established the yardstick for judgment. Ekweluku. I've already sent the yardstick of judgment. So you can see, if judgment is still delayed, it's because laborers have not entered the city. That the reason why judgment, God does not have legal grounds to judge yet, because his people have not entered as laborers. His people are still entering as survivors. When God's people begin to enter as laborers, then you are going to see swift judgment. I say unto you that in that it shall be more terrible in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works have been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you. They had a great while ago repentance, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more terrible for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you, heareth me. He that despiseth you, despiseth me. He that despiseth me, despiseth him that sin. You can see that it's a serious sin. So it means that one of the ways a people or a nation can sin against Jesus and the Father at the same time is to despise us. You see, the world has not. We are cheating ourselves. If we can just preach the gospel of this kingdom,
yes,
we are cheating ourselves. Yeah. We are just cheating ourselves. If we preach this gospel of the kingdom, he that heareth me, he that heareth you, heareth me. That's the level of authority that God has domiciled in his people, in his church. And he that despiseth me, you despiseth me. He that despiseth me has despised him that sent me. And the 70 returned again. You see? How did they return? With joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. So in the freak it come. When we enter our laborer's garment heart very well, everywhere we go, the devils there will bow.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
What did I say? The devils will bow. Anywhere. As we are just entering, devils will just be bowing. So you see, for a church not to have dominion, it can only be because the people have not entered laborers. It's a strange thing. As we are working, what will happen? Devils will bow. As we are walking, the devils of sicknesses bow. The devils of bad lifestyle will bow. Devils of poverty. Do you understand? As we are preaching and teaching here, poverty is crumbling.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sicknesses are crumbling.
Amen.
Addictions are crumbling.
Amen.
As we are teaching and living the life as laborers, devils are losing their place.
Amen.
Sacking demons and sacking devils. Yeah. Sacking them. And those who look like nobodies are rising up as giants. And those who have been tied are being set free. Families are being set free. Homes are being raised. Deliverance is occurring. Powerful things going on everywhere. Satan just having a bad day. Every day is a bad day for Satan in this city. Every day is a bad day. Every day is a bad day. Because every day devils are losing their place. Losing their place. Places they have held for tens and thousands of years. As we step in as laborers, the devils are dropping. Principalities are dropping. Powers are screaming. Wickedness is dying. Jesus is glorified. And God's people have been resigned.
Yes.
That's it. Easy. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rebecca Tolabasia. Ala nokia kaka peperadis. Zilikotolo borogodus. Ayaya menes. Oh. Oh, Shabaradi. Thank you, Jesus. Kala dadamash. Oreketome legedis. Oh. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh. Oh. On your account, devils are losing their place. On your account, on your account. Brothers and sisters, it's on your account. Devils are losing their place. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Kadunama. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Jesus, they were praying. Give me 10 minutes. I still want to stalk understanding in your spirit. Then the 70 returned with joy. You see, the story naturally started in a very strange way. Because usually, what will give you joy is that you were sent as lion amongst lambs. Not as lambs amongst wolves. You see? Eh? Not without money bag, not without knapsack. Those kind of things naturally do not give joy. But you see, God was training them to engage a higher realm. Are you with me? Don't lose me, just 10 minutes. But we see here that they return with joy. A serious joy. You see, because the demons are subject to us in your name. I need you to understand that you are not going to live a life where demons and devils will be joking with you. That's not the kind of life you're called to live. You are meant to be a demon bulldozer. Do you understand that? You are not one who sometimes wins, sometimes don't win. No. You are the terror of hell. Do you understand that? You are what? The terror of hell. I want you to change your mindset. So the enemy trembles when you enter a city, when you get to a place. In fact, when you get a house, just moving into a house, your neighbors are at the devils in that area are terrified that because they are going to lose their place. Do you understand that? So it says that. So that's the mindset I need you to have. That's the complex I need you to have. Are we together, friends? Are we together? No, go somewhere. Go, don't worry. Just let's move on. Now let's read this. The next verse. So please, friends, see yourself as a deliverer. Don't see yourself as somebody who stop. How can you see yourself, for example, as somebody who struggle with Oguanye? How can you have that mindset and still be a deliverer? I won't go here. How? Then you are not the savior we were waiting for. Because what has locked us down has locked you down also.
get up from that place.
Yes, sir.
And decree your freedom. And not just your freedom, that you are sent as deliverer.
Yes.
You can't be in bondage and still be a deliverer. No, it's not possible. Don't allow Satan tell you he has done to you what he's not doing.
Yes.
Satan likes to take credit for what he's not doing so that you can give him power. I'm not in any type of bondage. I release those who are in bondage. That's who I am. That's what I do. Everywhere I enter, everywhere I step in. Huh? And so he says that they came back with joy. Listen, you are always going to come back with joy. I said you are coming back with joy. I said that you are coming back with joy. There will be no month, no day, no year that you will come with testimonies of victories. You're coming back with joy. Coming back with joy from your career to your neighborhood. Everywhere you're just coming back with joy. And say, Pastor Zach, this happened, that happened, this happened, that happened, this happened. And that will be your story all the days of your life. I mean, the day you leave the earth, the enemy must rejoice and say, oh boy, we got a beating from that guy. We got a beating from that guy. Thank God.
Yes. Yes.
All the 70 returned with joy.
Yes.
It wasn't 50. It wasn't 40. It wasn't 30. It was the same story. Everybody who did what Jesus asked them to do had the same result. Because it's true what he's telling us. It's not 21. It's not 20. If we're going to repeat what this guy has done, there won't be 70 anymore. Oh, it will be 70 plus us. The numbers are still being added, adding up. Because we read it in the beginning that when he got 70, he was still trusting for more laborers. And thank God I'm here. Listen.